Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing latest events in the United Kingdom as Keir Starmer of the Labour Party takes over the British Premiership. We will also look at UK-Zim relations, so please stay tuned. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. This coming week could be consequential for U.S. President Joe Biden's reflection bid as voices continue to grow for him to leave the race amid concerns over his age and capacity to lead. So far, however, he still has the support of many of his peers, even as they acknowledge Democratic voters' worries, VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias reports.
U.S. President Joe Biden addressed a friendly crowd Sunday during a church service in Philadelphia. He talked about his achievements, even as concerns about his age and capacity to lead continue to grow. Following his recent poor debate performance, the president has only doubled down on his determination to remain in the presidential race. He made his position clear during Friday's exclusive interview with ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos.
I don't think anybody's more qualified to be president or win this race than me.
Biden still enjoys broad support for his re-election bid among his peers, but worries among voters are growing and were acknowledged by Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, who appeared Sunday on CNN's State of the Union show.
Not questions about his character or his decency or who he cares about or who he fights for, but questions as to whether this is still the old Joe Biden.
The decision on whether to leave the presidential race is for Biden to make, Democratic Representative Adam Schiff told NBC's Meet the Press, stressing it will be consequential for the general election.
Joe Biden is going to need to consider for his own sake and his own legacy, can he beat Donald Trump? Is the best to beat Donald Trump? But also the profound impact this decision, maybe the most important of his presidency, will have on the House, on the Senate, on the future of the country.
On Saturday, Donald Trump took to his Truth Social platform and wrote, quote, "Crooked Joe Biden should ignore his many critics and move forward with alacrity and strength with his powerful and far-reaching campaign." While the headlines have focused on Biden, Trump's vice president pick could steal the spotlight if announced this week.
He's got a lot of good people he could choose from. It's the policies that worked and the leadership style that worked for the American people. I think we have to bring that back to the White House.
President Biden's attention will turn to the NATO summit, which he will host in Washington starting Tuesday, while Trump is expected to rally in Doral, Florida, and Butler, Pennsylvania, this week. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you, Veronica. A young Frenchman who settled in Senegal a little over a year ago decided to master the local Wolof language. Now he's teaching it to other people on social media. Alison Fendenes has the story, narrated by Michelle Joseph.
27-year-old Ludovic Baron has only been living in Senegal for a year, but he speaks Wolof fluently.
Hello, how are you? Is everything okay? Do you have fermented milk?
Yes.
Is your fermented milk good?
Yes. Give me 200 francs.
Ludovic's neighbors in the Wakam district of Dakar are pleasantly surprised, like this seller of curd milk.
It is surprising to see a Frenchman speak Wolof fluently, because most people who come from France to here only speak French.
It helps with your adaptation. It helps you negotiate prices too, to discover the people, their culture, have good times. If I only spoke French, I couldn't meet people in the same way.
In Senegal, most people speak Wolof, and Baron wanted to learn. And since he couldn't find enough online resources, he launched his own YouTube channel, Apprendre le Wolof. Now he makes short, humorous videos. Today, on the roof of his house, he's recording a video with his friend Babacar Ndao, a student and Wolof language enthusiast. Today's theme, colors.
OK, merci, Babacar Djerdjef.
What we try to do is allow Senegalese people to speak pure Wolof. For example, a person from Dakar might speak a sentence with an Arabic word, an English word, and a Wolof word. We do research. We try to bring what is profound and allow people from Dakar to take ownership of it.
The videos are widely shared in different countries around the world, notably in France, where they are followed by many French people of Senegalese origin.
I often get this feedback, the fact that seeing a white person who can speak Wolof, at first they feel a bit of embarrassment. They say to themselves, he knows my parents' language while I don't. But then after the shame comes the motivation. They say to themselves that if someone has done it from scratch, I can do it too.
Between TikTok, YouTube and Instagram platforms, Ludovic already has more than 600,000 followers on his Apprendre le Wolof account, and the number keeps growing. Michel Joseph for Alison Fernandez, VOA News in Dakar.
L'élève, Dongobi.
Thank you, Michelle. In Harare, the American Embassy in Zimbabwe, with support from Jibilika Dance Trust, is hosting a two-week workshop on hip-hop aimed at creating income for the young hip-hop musicians in Zimbabwe and using the music as a way of resolving conflicts in the society. There are four U.S.-based hip-hop artists leading the workshops that are being attended by 85 young Zimbabwean artists drawn from all provinces. We will be giving you a full report here on our youth show tomorrow, hosted by Taboka Ncube. Let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our main topic. Today we're discussing the new relations between Zimbabwe and the United Kingdom following recent political developments that saw Sir Keir Starmer of the Labour Party taking over the premiership, ending 14 years of conservative rule in Britain. And to discuss this issue, we are joined from the United Kingdom by US-based Xavier Zavare of ZANU-PF. We also have Chennai Mtambasere, an economic analyst, and other guests. Welcome to the program, Mr. Zavare. I'll start off with you.
Thank you very much, Sister Marvelous. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I hope you're doing okay there. We've seen there were recent elections there in the United Kingdom, and we saw the Labour Party coming into power. What has been the Labour Party's relationship with Zimbabwe politically?
Well, it has been a mixture. So it depends which dispensation you want to start the relationship from. Because when Harold Wilson was prime minister in 1965, he basically gave a free hand to Ian Smith in terms of how he was going to govern the then Rhodesia and the black people of that country. And of course, it delayed our independence. It resulted in thousands losing their lives because we then had to embark on a war of liberation. And then we got our independence. Of course, the talks to get our independence started apparently under the Labour government just before Margaret Thatcher eventually became prime minister in May of 1979. and Margaret Thatcher being a prime minister for the Conservatives. We had a decent relationship with Britain and the Conservatives, the Conservative Party then. And then 1997, a period which the then Prime Minister, Tony Blair, has since apologized for, which is that all of a sudden the relationship went sour because Britain negated its obligations in terms of supporting land reform. And, of course, that is now bygone, as the President Emmerson Mnangagwa has said, and, of course, as former Prime Minister Tony Blair, Labour Party himself, has said when he last met President Mnangagwa a couple of years or so ago. So are we still hostile towards each other? No, I don't think so. I think both ZANU-PF and the Labour Party, we both want a progressive new relationship which develop both our countries, which allows seamless trade between our countries. So yes, it's we are just looking at the Labour Party respecting our sovereignty and respecting our way of democracy within our country, and we have no problem with the Labour Party. As President Mnangagwa has repeatedly said, we are an enemy to none and a friend to all. So we embrace and congratulate the Labour Party on their recent win just last week. And we look forward to engaging and working with them.
Thank you. I'll come over to you, Ms. Mutamba Sere. Do you think this Labour government would change its stance on Zimbabwe? And how would this relationship affect the country's economy from how you've seen it, you know, going on throughout the years?
Has been in an unfortunate situation of being a pariah state for far too long now, mainly because of the politics. And my hope really is that with the Labour government coming on board, that they can actually take on board seriously the issue in Zimbabwe right now, which is the issue of human rights abuses, the issue of non-existent elections. And I think, you know, it goes beyond us just looking to Britain almost as a favor. It's the partnership agreement that was started, you know, with the liberation struggle, wherein, you know, Zimbabwe at the moment we are still to have to live as a free country, really, in terms of human rights, in terms of free and fair elections. So that project that was started in 1978 is still to be completed. And so my hope is having a Labour government on board is a government that is concerned about the rights of workers, a government that is concerned about human rights in general. You know, I know the previous speaker mentioned about the conversation around the land reform. And even that hasn't really been seen to fruition properly. That is still another project, the same as the Freedom Project, that hasn't really, you know, we've not still seen the full manifestation of Zimbabwe's Freedom Project. We're still very much an oppressed state, as has been observed even in the last elections, and so on and so forth. So my hope is having a Labour government, I'm encouraged seeing David Lammy as the Foreign Secretary, and I think we will see a more a stance on Zimbabwe that is more focused on human rights and completion, really, of Zimbabwe's independent project, because that has not yet been seen to fruition since 1978, 79, 1980. All those promises that Zimbabweans have been waiting for, Zimbabwe is still very much living as an oppressed state, really by all definitions possible.
Thank you so much. Ndobvodzoka kwamuriva Zavari. Pane here zviri kutaurwa neHarare takamirira bato renyu rezanu-PF pamusoro pekukunda kwakaita iro bato reLabour pari zvino. Vari kuti chii pamusoro peukama hwenyu pakati pemapato atingati maviri aya?
Vakuru vedu are still to comment. Of course, as you know, these things zvine protocol yazvo nemafambiro azvo. Vanenge vachifanira kutaura naambassador weUK ariko Peter Vowles and all the other officials before vasati vaisa shoko ravo rekorokotodzo. But tiraude titaure pamusoro pekuti isusu semaZimbabweans kana tikatanga tiri isusu kushoropodza because my human rights haana kuunzwa kwatiri isusu nevamwe vanhu takatarwira maybe dambudziko riripo nderekuti hati appreciate history yedu semaZimbabweans ende tinokambira pazvinhu zvatisingazive which is why tichipedzisira taakuzvishora nekushora history yedu munhu mutema muZimbabwe akanga asina marights vakadzi vakanga vasina marights ekuuya kuHarare except vakanga uine muchato vakadzi vakanga vasina marights ekushanda let alone kuenda kuchikoro zvese izvozvo zvakaitwa zvakaunzwa neZANU PF government in 1980 kuti iko zvinezvi timire tichinzi the best education in Africa marights efundo akaitwa neZANU PF government kuti iko zvinezvi vanhu vanga vaine dzimba dzavainadzo kungave kukuwadzana kuchitungwiza kuunity MKLNOP kungave kuchikanga kwamutare kungave kublawayo kungeta kucaudry park marights ekuti munhu awane imba yekugara pamwe chete semhuri vasingaitiswe zvekugara wamasingle quarters muchinzi ndokevashandi chete and everything zvakatounzwa neZANU PF government so even as we talk of ZCTU, ZCTU is a product yeZANU PF ichitarisirwa kuona kodzero dzevashandi so tinofanira kuziva zvinhu zvatinoda isusu semaZimbabweans hatigone kufananidza nguo nedzatarubva vana UK vane maproblem avo vane machallenges avo even as we speak maelections apfuura iwayo kunotori nevamwe vanhu vakatadza kuvhota nekuda kwekuti vanga vasina maid this is a thing that was introduced recently and a lot of people vanga vasina postal voting chai chai yakanonoka kuuya yangu ini postal voting yakasvika pano musi wesaturday maelection apfuura musi wethursday so tinofanira kunzwisa kuti these things zvinoitika but hatimbofa takaona mabritish vachizvisvora nekuzvizvidza nekuzvidza nyika yavo so tinofanira kunzwisisa kuti nyika yedu isusu yakakosha nyika yedu iri different each democracy is different across the world ukatarisa right now kufrance zviri kuitika kuidemokrasi yavo ukaenda kuisrael hakuna kumbobvira kwakaita one single party inotonga they are always doing coalitions kunetherlands it's only yesterday pavakakwanisa kuisa prime minister after a year maelections aitwa kuamerica kune yeko democracy ine two maparty mademocrats nemarepublicans so ngatinzwisisei kuti tiri maZimbabweans tinoshanda sei tinooperata sei but most importantly and fundamentally wherever kwatiri we must speak good about our country we must uphold our own values we must promote our own country kwete kuti tinotsvaga kuti hanzi tiidenigrate titsvaga tinofanira kunzwisa internal differences dzatinoita ngatipedzeranei tiri mumba medu tiri munyika medu kana tava kunze let's speak with one voice yekupromota business and trade munyika medu kana iri tourism toipromota tourism ichiuya munyika medu kwete kuti tinoshoropodza tichitsvaga zvinhu zvekuti tirwisane kana kuti vari kunze vatinyombe vari kunze vatiitire masanction nazo sezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vadikani
aiwa regai ndiendee kuna muzvare mutambasera muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navazavare veZANU PF takatarisa kuti pari zvino pane mukana wekuti ukama hweZimbabwe nelabor yatingati bato iro relabor uwanikwe uchigadziriswa kana kuputsika zvii zvingaitwe semaonero enyu neZimbabwe kuti igadzirise ukama uhu
Okay. So ndanga ndichida kutaura pane zvataurwa nevanga vachitaura vebato reZANU PF. Chekutanga muZimbabwe takatarisa isusu senyika. 1980 project yainge iri yekuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviwane kuzvitonga kuzere. Kunova izvo zvavari kutaura zvekuti hongu pamwe vakadzi vanga vasingagoni kuenda kutown vasina chitupa chemarriage iko zvinova kuenda kutown. Asi tichitarisa takadaro izvezvi kutaura kuno. Kune vanhu vanova 79 vakatorwa nemapurisa 2 weeks ago vari pamba pemunhu vasina mhirizhonga yavakakonzeresa pavanhu ava pane vakadzi vanotarisira kusvika kuma 26 mumwe mukadzi aitova nemwana wake Rushie kacheche kari kuyamwa asi pari zvino tikutarisa kuda tatopfuura more than 2 weeks tapfuura 14 days vasati vapiwa bail vachirambidzwa bail iyo inova muconstitution medu iro inova mubumbiro remutembo weZimbabwe So kana tichinge tapiwa mukana wekutaura hongu zvakanaka kuti dai Zimbabwe yasvika pekuti inokwanisa kutaura nyaya dzetrade itaura nyaya dzebusiness nenyika dzakaita seUK nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro nekuti chokwadi muZimbabwe tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvotisingadaitine upfumi hunototakashira upfumi hunoita kuti vana vese zvizvarwa zvese zvemuzimbabwe vaende kunorara vakaguta asi tichitaura kutaura kudai kune vana vanodarika 670,000 vari kunzi ivo kutaura nhasi uno vaswera nenzara havana kuwana kana chikafu nenyaya yecorruption nenyaya yekuti isusu tiri mazimbabweans kana tichinge tatarisa kuti okay pari zvino ndiani angatitonga ndiani watingasarudza musarudzo semaelection sezvataona zvaitika kuuk vamwe vanenge vachirambidzwa vamwe vachirohwa vamwe mabalots achinzi haana kuuya kana vachinge vavhota tinoziva zvinozoitika futi pamberi ipapo izvo zvinoita kuti zimbabwe ive nyika inotariserwa pasi zvinoita kuti pasi rese vazeze kuita business nezimbabwe nenyaya yekuti zimbabwe takatarisa kumakosi kwedu kuti kana unge wasungwa sekuti sungwa kwakaitwa avo 79 kuavondale kuti vaende kukoti vanoti oright hatisati taziva kuti mhosva yedu ndeyei asi sekutaura kunoita bumbiro redu remutemo dai tapiwa bail asi vanenge vachirambidzwa bail iyoyo hazvisina munhu anonzwisisa so kana wakatarisa mararamiro emazimbabweans tisati tasvika panguva yeindependence wozotarisa mararamiro emazimbabweans nhasi uno tinenge tichiona kuti zvizvarwa zvemuzimbabwe hazvisi kukwanisa kuvhota zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe vari kusungwa vachisiyiwa vari muchizarira vasina kupiwa bail zvinoenderana nemutemo wezimbabwe so zvinhu zvese izvozvo zvakakodzera kuti titaure ende hongu tinotozvitaura kunze kwezimbabwe nekuti kana tiri muzimbabwe tinenge takambunyikidzwa tinombunyikidzwa kungava kuti mapurisa anenge achitaurirwa ivo kuti rovai vanhu mapurisa anenge achitaurirwa ivo kunzi sungai vanhu takazviona muna 1 august zvakaitika 2018 vanhu vakatofa vanhu vakatourayiwa so zvinhu izvozvozvo ndo zvinoita kuti isu sezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe tinge tichitotarisira macommonwealth countries tichitarisa dzimwe nyika dzakaita seuk dzinenge dzichionekera kuti nyika idzi dzinotora seriously kodzero yezvizvarwa nevamwewo vanouya kuzogara munyika idzodzo so tinenge tichitarisa kuti dai zimbabwe yasvikawo pakadaro pekuti tine mahuman rights pekuti vanhu vakapinda mumakots zvinhu zvinenge zvichitarisirwa kuti makots zvinhu zviri kufamba zvakanaka pekuti kana kuchinge kwabuda magovernment contracts tinenge tichiziva kuti zvichabatwa zvakanaka tine tarisiro yekuti umwori hausi kuzoitika tine tarisiro yekuti kana pane vanenge vane mhirizhonga vasina kunzwisisana vanoenda kumakots makots achivabatsira kuti vawane resolution pare zvino muzimbabwe hatisati tava nezvinhu izvozvo ende tichitarisira kuti tava ne 44 years kubva taita independence.
Thank you so much. I understand we also have Mr. Tafumane, who's also based in the United Kingdom. He's a lawyer. Let me also bring him on the line. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am fine.
Takasimba, your line is breaking a little bit, but tell us your view on what we're seeing developing there in the United Kingdom regarding the relationship between the UK and Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Mr. Tafumane, I'm sorry, your line is not very clear, so we're going to drop you for now, and I'll go to Mr. Zavare, who's with us on Skype. Mr. Zavare, you heard what Madame Tambasere was saying. She, you know, and also a lot of people are looking at Zimbabwe saying, look, the ball is in your court. There have been, people saying that you need to improve the country's human rights. You need to stop arresting people for no apparent reason on political grounds. What's your take? Can something not be fixed so that the relationship between Zimbabwe and this new government, you know, starts off on a good footing?
As a matter of fact, as we speak right now, the Labour Party has got no problem with Zimbabwe. They are actually looking forward to working with us in terms of business opportunities, because their country needs countries such as Zimbabwe, okay? So we should not be naive to mislead each other in terms of orderliness in a country. In this country, it's very easy to go to prison if you behave in a disorderly manner. If you break the law, you will go to court and you will go to prison. Now, in terms of the courts deciding who is entitled to bail or not, that's up to the courts. That's up to the issues presented. If you've got a right to bail, yes, but if you've got a propensity to commit crime, the magistrate, the laws, will have to look at that and consider whether he should have bail or not. But that's beside the point. What is important for us right now at this juncture as Zimbabweans is knowing that it is our responsibility. Kana president vachiti nyika inovakwa nevene vayo. It means kuti pane potential futi yekuti vamwe vanhu vanogona kudestroy zviri kuvakwa. Chiri important is infrastructure development iri kuitwa iko zvino muZimbabwe yekuvaka migwagwa yedu, yekuvaka madhemu, yekumeka sure kuti tawana irrigation, tawana zvese zvinoita kuti tikwanise kurima, to mining, tikwanise kuvaka zvikoro, tikwanise kugadzirisa zvipatara zvedu, tikwanise kudevelopa nyika yedu. Ndo priority iyoyo, ndo zvinhu zvinonzi human rights izvozvo. Kuti munhu akwanisa kuenda kuchipatara, kuti munhu akwanisa kuwana chikafu chake, kuti munhu akwanisa kurima, ndo human rights anokosha iwayo. Kwete zvemadrama izvi zvekuti vanhu vanoti kana kwaane summit iri kuuya, which is the SADC summit, which will be followed later on by the United Nations summit, zvinhu izvi tagara tinozviona all the time. Kana tangosvika muna June chete, we expect to see madrama akaita seiwaya pachitaurwa nyaya yemahuman rights.
Mr. Savare, why does then the government play into the dramas? Because you literally, you know, you are playing into the drama. We are seeing this happening on the ground.
The government has got a responsibility to make sure kuti other general members of the public are protected. The country is safe and secure. Its borders and then internally. So government has got to respond kana vanhu vakanga vachiita zvinhu zvinokonzeresa nyonga-nyonga, zvinokanganisa ugare hwakanaka hwevamwe vanhu. Munhu wese zveya kuti kodzero dzinouya nemaresponsibilities. If you've got rights, you also have to have the responsibilities. Hakuzi kungoti uri free kuti uite madira aJorgina. Muno muUK, you don't do that, you go to jail. Vanogara muno vanozviziva izvozvo kuti your rights come with responsibilities. It is as simple as that.
Thank you so much, Muzvare. Chenai Mutambasere, your last word. What's your view on what Mr. Zavare is saying as we round off and look at this relationship between Zimbabwe and Britain?
I think Mr. Zavare is speaking of aspirations for Zimbabwe, which, you know, everybody, we all aspire for a Zimbabwe where human rights will be observed. We aspire for a Zimbabwe where we can have free and fair elections. So far, we've not been able to achieve those two basic things. He was right to mention that access to food is a human right. And as I mentioned, that as we are speaking right now, there are more than 670,000 children that are living under extreme poverty conditions. And what that means is they cannot have
2 million people on food banks in the UK.
They do not have access to basic food. That is a good example. Food bank means that for those people that do not have a good income in the UK, they are actually access to a meal a day.
Don't try
can you please mute him? Because I've been asked.
Thank you to both my guests. Thank you, Ms. Mutambasere, and also Mr. Zavare. Unfortunately, I know you both really want to put your points across, but unfortunately, time is not on our side, and that brings us to the end of our show. Tinoda kutenda munyarikani wedu vaZavier Zavare veZanu PF, nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi muzvare Chenai Mutambasere, pamwe nevamwe vatatakamirira zvedu who were not able to join the program. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying have a very good night, and let's meet again next time.